Janet Hoff in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight, partly cloudy and humid, a low of 70. A proposed veterans housing project for Uptown Racine is on hold, not dead, after the original developer had to give up because of higher than expected bids and the timing needed to include the use of historic tax credits to get it built. City Development Director Amy Connolly told the Rhea Development Authority the mayor was counting on some other groups showing interest in the project, and that has occurred.
Development community has been very interested in that project. I think they see that the city and all of our different agencies really collaborated well for that project, and I have at least five tours in the next couple weeks with developers who want to go see the site and are very interested in looking at reapplying for tax credits in the next round to see if they can make a go of the project.
Connolly told RDA members she's hopeful some kind of project can be launched in Uptown before the end of the year. A new statewide event is coming to Racine's Lakefront on Saturday, August 13th, the Wisconsin Senior Olympics 5K and 10K runs. Carrie Dawson, the events coordinator with Real Racine, told the Common Council it was a bidding process and Racine won.
Racine and Kenosha were bidding out at the end, and the organizers wanted to have it here in Racine. The reason this is so late is because with all the stuff going on this summer, I simply forgot this step.
Dawson said it will center around Pershing Park, and the police department's events coordinator has helped lay everything out, including the course and security. As of today, about 250 participants will be coming to Racine for the event on August 13th. Kenosha's Dream Playground inched closer to reopening last night when the City Council voted to reallocate capital improvement funding to pay for replacing the defective rubberized surface and award the contract for the work to a company in Greenfield. The city has allocated $650,000 for the project. Alderman David Bogdalla, in this exchange with Mayor Antaramian, asked about other possible funding sources, including a settlement from the original installer.
We are hoping to reach some type of an agreement or settlement with them. And that is yet to come forward.
That is also correct.
It is also correct that we will not be covering the entire cost of the $650,000 with that settlement agreement.
That is correct, gentlemen. The $650,000 includes more items than we had previously requested.
The contract for removing and replacing the flooring surface was awarded to Bluemel's Maintenance Service, the only company to submit a bid. Mayor Antaramian said a timetable for the work has not yet been set. The Burlington Common Council meets in Committee of the Whole at 6:30 this evening, and one of the agenda items is a resolution to consider a referendum for the community pool project. On the heels of a hired consultant presenting initial designs and the next two phases of the project, aldermen will discuss referendum questions with a final vote in 2 weeks. Those questions ask yes or no about spending or borrowing $4.7 million to build a new pool and related amenities. Also on the discussion agenda tonight is what additional direction to take with regard to improving the intersection of Milwaukee Avenue and Pine Street on top of what's already been done to alleviate problems. Shop with a Cop events at Christmas time are now the norm for many local law enforcement agencies and fire departments. And the Pleasant Prairie Police Department is expanding that effort to include helping children buy needed school supplies.
Shop with a Cop for School Supplies will be taking place this month. Children from underprivileged families paired off with officers to buy the basic supplies they'll need when school starts in another month. Police Chief Dave Smetana, in a statement, says that this program is yet another way for children to interact with police officers in a positive way. The Pleasant Prairie Professional Police Association is also accepting donations to support this year's Shop with a Cop events, 100% of those donations directly supporting the program. I'm Tom Cargill, WRJN News.
Federal bankruptcy filings in Wisconsin totaled 9,058 during the first half of 2016, which is the lowest level in 9 years and down almost 11% from the same time last year. There had otherwise not been fewer than 10,000 bankruptcy filings since 2007. People returning to work and the economy improving are cited as reasons. Nationwide, bankruptcy filings declined about 6% in the first half of the year compared to a year earlier. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.